Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe.
Hello, my loves. Happy new moon. Now, I want to do something a little bit different for the new moon today. And I pulled a couple of cards from the Marvel Tarot deck. And for those who are watching the actual video, you'll get to see the cards. I'll describe them for everyone who's just listening. And I am channeling energies of the new moon to help you manifest your dreams, because the new moon is a wonderful time to plan, prepare, figure out where you can take actions on those dreams, on your goals. And this tarot reading actually helps us find a way to do that. So I invite you to take a nice, big, deep breath. I have some incense going. Actually, I need to light it again. It's called Dream Factory, and it's a wonderful mix of lavender and honeysuckle. And I love it, not just because it's floral, but lavender helps with protection and with dream work. Honeysuckle adds a sweetness into everything because it is a very sweet and wonderful scent. All right. Now I am sending the essence of this incense to you as well to help with the new moon energies and activations. Okay, so the first card that came out is the Five of Wands. And this card is always typically about conflict, tensions. Life is always full of ups and downs. We have to deal with the unknown. There's always shifts and changes that are happening. And oftentimes these are for the good, even if it doesn't feel like it at the time. Like, you know, you start feeling more tension and strife at work. So you start looking for another job, one that's going to actually treat you better. That's less toxic. That's only one example, but oftentimes we have to figure out how to go with the flow and just roll with the different changes. And for everyone, that always looks a little bit different. And one way to do that is to take a big breath, ground ourselves into Mother Earth in whatever way feels right for you, and find our center. The storm always passes. It might take a few hours. It might seem like it takes forever. Sometimes it really does feel that way, but it always passes and the clouds clear and you can see the sunshine again. So I am channeling the essence of the incense and energies of peace, of calm, of hope and compassion, especially for the self, to you now. The next card features Ghost Spider, Gwen Stacy. And this is the Page of Swords. She is all about bringing in a childlike wonder, having fun, finding ways to get creative and lighthearted, regardless of whatever situation you're going through, finding small little creative ways to let loose and have fun, crack jokes, be silly, find adventure, even if it's just a little bit, because it helps break up the monotony, it helps break up the stress, and it actually helps lighten our mood, as well as the energy that's always around us. So if we're already feeling oppressed and heavy and burdened with, you know, the weight on our shoulders, it feels like we have the weight of the world oftentimes, especially for those who have a lot of responsibilities. Finding little ways to bring a little bit of fun into your day, into your life, into your heart, it helps us shift that focus, even just a little bit. And it helps us see the hope see the opportunities, see the wonder that is still all around us, regardless of how we feel. Now, I love this draw because the very root of the reading, the bottom card, when all the cards came out, it's Shuri from Black Panther, and she is in the Knight of Wands card. Shuri is inventive. She is passionate. She is so smart, and her intellect and her heart are in alignment, so she can make her dreams and her passions come to life. She does that by following the Page of Swords, by getting creative, and she cracks jokes. She's a smart aleck. She is wonderful. I love her. And combining your head and your heart in a way that is more lighthearted, it helps us shift the focus to the adventure. And that brings us to the last card that came out, which is the Knight of Swords. Now, I want to read this one to you because this features the amazing Misty Knight. Now, the specific card says, when the Knight of Swords gallops into your life, it is all about action. That's Misty Knight. She is a martial artist and a detective, driven by will, determination, and selflessness. The Misty Knight of Swords charges into the heart of battle. She is motivated by mission. She thinks on her feet. She strong arms her way to her goals, whether acting alone, with others, or even hiring other heroes. This knight slices through doubt to create the future that she desires. Now, both Gwen Stacy and Misty Knight, and even Shuri, they don't always work alone. You have help, whether it be friends, your spouse, even kids. I was having a hard day yesterday, and my daughter recognized that. I was trying to hide it from both my girls, of course, because they don't need to know our stresses, especially when they're young. I want them to have a childhood. And she reminded me that I'm amazing. I'm always reminding my girls of that. And it was really sweet of her to turn that back around on me. And it shows a lot of growth because for most of my life, I could not accept compliments. And I'm accepting them with ease now. So I'm seeing growth in my own progress. But enlist the help of those around you. If you don't really have anyone that you feel comfortable enough to let the masks come off, then find somebody. I'm here to help. There are so many others like me who want to help, who provide safe and sacred spaces. And it doesn't have to be a life coach or a reader or anybody spiritual. I am a huge advocate for anyone in the mental health field to seek them out, somebody who is aligned with you, who will understand you, and that you can trust, that you can confide in. Support goes a long way and in so many different directions. Find what works for you. Find your soul family. Find those who will help you advocate for you. Okay? You have help. And do not ignore your spiritual team because you have help in the ethereal realms. You do. Everyone does. Even if you don't know who they are, I can help there. But you can also just say, hey, yo, I don't know who you are. I know I have help. I want to know who you are or a little more about you. Can you guide me into maybe articles or signs of your presence, a little bit about you? And then be on the lookout for them. Be open for them. Be like Gwen Stacy, be open-minded and lighthearted because you will see those signs and synchronicities. It might be seeing a deer where you normally don't. A friend of mine yesterday, just a beautiful black snake, was in the field next to her where she was having lunch. And then off in the distance, she saw a few deer. And then she heard a raven calling. And it was just like, it blew her away because she hasn't had that kind of confirmation in a while. And yes, it is that simple. Humans like to overcomplicate everything. We do. We overthink a lot. And look for, it could be in social media or articles. You know, start looking up different things that you've been drawn to your whole life. See which any of the guides might align with some of that, because we are influenced by them and vice versa. They help us find what's in alignment with our heart, within our soul, what connects us to our higher self and our passions, so we can be inventive and passionate and adventurous in life and not just survive. So they're always rooting for us. They are always supporting us. And they are always trying to reach out, even if we don't see it. They never give up on us. Trust that. Don't give up on you. Your dreams, your hopes, your goals are yours. They're in your heart for a reason. So dream big. Don't be afraid to dream big. And then take small steps toward them. And that is what the new moon is all for. Finding some clarity, finding a way forward, even if it's in small steps. A little bit of progress adds up to a huge change over time. When I first started doing shadow work and on this path, I never thought I'd be where I am now. And I've had to mark down all my little successes, all the little things that add up to where I am now. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm getting there. And my husband reminded me of that yesterday. It's like, hey, you don't see all your wins because you're still looking at the goal. So take a moment, take a breath, and notice all of your achievements. Sometimes it is literally just making it through a day. That is still a win. And oftentimes we dismiss it as, oh, I'm just surviving. Surviving in a society or a world that's really hard sometimes, that's a win. It is. Okay, finding a reason to smile and laugh and crack a joke is a win. Finding the time to follow your passion, that's a win. Even learning something new and then taking steps to get better at it is a win. Take stock in those. Help them help you move forward and follow your heart, follow your passions, follow your dreams. Even if they seem really far out of reach, they are there and they are not going away. They are yours. Believe it. I love you. I support you. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved.
Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.